Talking Maryville High School girls basketball with head coach Kelly Obley. And coach, coming off a win last night over Lafayette, to be able to go on the road, pick up an MEC victory against a scrappy bunch like the Fighting Irish, that's to feel pretty good as conference play now just getting underway.
Yeah, it was a really big win for us last night. Proud of the girls' effort and the heart that they showed in that game. The MEC is such a strong conference, and so every game you're in is going to be a battle. And so for the girls to embrace that and fight in that game and come out with a win was big.
So that's one where you get a double-digit lead in the second half. They work their way back in it. Then the Spoofhounds get some big shots late. You seem to be pretty cool and calm regardless of the situation. Maybe on the inside it's a little bit different. Take me through your emotions as that game unfolds.
Yeah, sure. Really proud of the way that the girls built the lead in the third quarter. Lafayette only had 2 points in the third quarter off a couple free throws, and so our defensive effort was outstanding. And then in the fourth, we know Lafayette's a great team, really well coached, so we talked in the huddle about a run is going to come, and so how do we respond when that happens? And so as Lafayette was kind of gaining momentum, it's just something that we've been practicing in practice and games leading up to this. And so the girls have prepared really well, and they're just such a great group, and they have my full trust in what they do out on the court.
Layup goes down to tie the game at 37 apiece with about a minute left in the game. Did you have a pretty good idea your seniors were going to step up and make that play?
Yeah, Riley Viertaler and Aniston Petlin are just two of the best senior leaders you could ask for. And so with the ball in their hands, you know good things are going to come from that. And Riley Viertaler did a good job driving to the basket. Aniston filled, and that's now Riley's second assist for a game-winning basket. So that was good to see.
That's not a bad little stat to have there, the game-winning assist along with the buckets. She said to some reporters after the game from KQ2 in the forum, just talked about how experiences from previous years, and even last year against Lafayette and being in close games, and how this team has learned from it and grown from it. Are you seeing that big jump from last year to this year of, hey, we had some experience at that time, but they are really, they're processing it mentally as the game's going full speed?
Absolutely, and I think that that is something that the girls have really been intentional with. And so every single game that we've been in, win or lose, what can we take from it to help us in our next games? And so last year's Lafayette game, very similar, built a lead. Lafayette comes back, and they were able to get that win. And so all week in preparation, we talked about that, and we discussed that. And so the girls just really being focused in and not panicking when that run came was a great growth.
So you've got some big games coming up next week as well. But before we jump too far ahead, rewinding a little bit, going back to Grain Valley, just as Christmas break's rolling around, you go up, play Northwest High School and Scott Catholic, which you get a win over Northwest, and Scott's the best team in Class B basketball. And come out of Omaha, they're fantastic. Yourself and Coach Steckline on the boys' side really didn't take it easy as far as non-conference goes. I mean, this is a pretty tough non-con slate, but I assume that's probably by design.
Yeah, for sure. We know how great the MEC is, and our district is just the MEC teams. And so with that, we wanted to make sure that our schedule helped prepare us for conference and district play. And so getting to play Liberty, Grain Valley, Grand Island, Scutt, all of those games prepare us for these moments in conference and districts.
East Buchanan coming up on Tuesday, I believe, in Gower. And the Bulldogs, traditionally, very good basketball team. What are you expecting there?
Should be a great game. They're, I think, 9-1 on the season. They're led by a great player, Gracie, who's going to go, I think, to Drury and play next year. And so, and then obviously they're so well coached. So we're excited to just to get to play another great quality team in a non-conference matchup.
You have about a week off between that last one up in Nebraska, then playing that ball game last night against Lafayette. Then you turn around. You'll have three within the week. Coming up this week with East Buck, St. Pius, and Glenwood. High schoolers bounce back quickly. Physically, I assume they're probably feeling okay at this point.
Yeah, they have endless energy. And so it's really inspiring to watch. And they play really hard every single day in practice, and that shows in the games too.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good win last night, and good luck this upcoming week.
Thank you.